Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, that's me, down here on the south side of town in Rutherford County. Willie D is holding things down in East Nashville. Chase McCabe out on the west side in Bellevue. Marquise Munson, our producer, back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. We've enjoyed our conversations in the past with Ryan Leaf, who is now on the line with us, does a lot of talk about the Pac-12 on Sirius XM. He now joins us. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
What is this like? Take us back to this moment for you. What is a guy like Joe Burrow going through as we sit here on a Tuesday before the draft on Thursday?
Well, it all depends. If the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow and his agent have entered into negotiations, which I feel like with all the controversy around whether he wanted to be there early on, that this actually would have gotten done before the draft, very similar to when Troy Aikman was drafted by the Cowboys. Their contract was done before the pick in the draft even happened. Now, they may keep it under wraps, but I would get that out there. So for me, there's still a lot of unknown. In my case, Peyton and I knew we were going first and second. It didn't matter. So there really wasn't any fear of not knowing anything. I went to bed like at 9:30 the night before. I wasn't really worried about anything leading up to it. There's a lot of unknowns in this draft, and I really think there's going to be a lot of drama. I've heard a few things recently around Joe Burrow and the possibility of him not landing in Cincinnati, which I think would be a terrible mistake. I think he's the best quarterback in this year's draft, but the likes of taking Chase Young at one, playing with Andy Dalton, that would throw things into major flux. The idea that he doesn't want to play there and he's demanding some sort of trade or something like that. There's a lot that can go into it, and I think there's going to be just a lot of drama Thursday night, having it be all in virtual draft mode. I think it's going to be fun, or at least that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for drama is what I'm hoping for Thursday night.
Sure. We love drama. That'd be great for what we do. So you speak pretty glowing about Joe Burrow. What, obviously he had an historical college football season last year at LSU, but what are some of the things through your quarterback eyes that you like about Joe?
His accuracy, his poise under pressure. I mean, people in his face, people don't talk too much about in that second half, right before the half, in that national championship game. He gets smoked in the ribs. I really think he cracked a rib. He never really has spoken about it. No one really has. And he came back, and he didn't quite look the same to start the second half, and then he just gritted his teeth and fought through it and became even more accurate down the football field and closed that game out. There's something to be said about his confidence, but his ability to be humble. You saw his acceptance speech after the Heisman Trophy. I got an opportunity to spend a couple days with him before the whole pandemic played out. And a lot of times when I walk onto campuses and I speak to these football teams, these kids weren't alive when I was playing, and maybe their only snippet of me is like, oh, this guy was a bust or he didn't make it in the NFL. Why would somebody listen to him? And two of the biggest stops I've made in Clemson and talking with Joe Burrow of LSU, both of them sat down, gave me their eyes, just listened to what it is. They know when they walk into a room, they want to get smarter. They believe they can learn from anybody or anything. I got to tell you, that is really something special about Joe Burrow. He understands he's the best quarterback in this draft. He understands he's probably the best quarterback in this country. He understands he's going to be the first pick in the NFL draft. Yet he's still like a sponge and wants to learn. And he doesn't want to make the same mistakes I did, because we were in exactly the same spot about 22 years ago. And that's, for me, it meant a lot. And working with Jordan Palmer, leading to the draft, you watch the guys who have done that over the last, 5 or 6 years, really mature young men who have gone on to have really successful early careers in the NFL, and I expect the same from Joe Burrow.
Interesting. Well, I think people should take note. I would want to listen to what you, because you've been there, done it, and it didn't go smooth, and here you are on the other side. I think you could, people should learn a lot from your story.
Well, I mean, you'd hope so, but I mean, don't forget, you know, when we're 18 to 21 year olds, we believe that when we hear a story, we're like, oh, that's a great story, but that's never going to be me.
True.
And yeah, we feel like we're invincible. I know I was that guy. You know, I wasn't the guy that would have, you know, had somebody who didn't have a very successful career in the NFL come into the room, and I'd be like, I would have been exactly that way. You know, it's all about your mindset. That's why it was so, I guess, eye-opening to see the likes of Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow, arguably the two best quarterbacks in the country last year, sit up and listen and be part of the conversation, which I think is, it shows their maturity and it shows where they want to go and how great they want to be.
Good point. How about a guy that you followed a little bit more closely, even though we saw him at the beginning stages of his career playing in the SEC at Georgia, but Jacob Eason finished his career out in the Pac-12 playing at Washington. Obviously, he's a big kid. What do you, when you break down Jacob Eason, how do you look at him at the next level?
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him stay another year. I just feel like he was a bit of an unfinished product. He still could have. What I wanted him to see is I wanted him to stay another year and dominate the Pac-12 conference. That's what I wanted to see, because going into the draft, it's just a bunch of ambiguity, right? He loses his job after injury to Jake Fromm. He comes up, has to sit out a whole year, and then they go 7-5 at Washington, where he, I feel, should have dominated in this conference. And it just wasn't there, and I would have liked to have seen it. Well, since he's not going to do that, you know, since he believes that his goal was to play professional football, he's going to get a chance. And I think it might work out to his benefit, because he's not going to get drafted very high. He may go in the middle to late second round, which is to a team that probably has a quarterback in place where he can sit and learn from, which I think is going to benefit him. And I really like him for the Steelers in the second round for a couple reasons. He's very capable. He looks like Ben Roethlisberger. He's the size of Ben Roethlisberger. He signed with Ben Roethlisberger's agent. They've worked out together before this pandemic set in. If you recall, when Mason Rudolph was drafted a few years back, you know, Ben Roethlisberger was not there with like a bouquet of flowers and open arms to bring him in. And even though the Steelers have stood by him through this whole Myles Garrett fiasco, I don't think they're sold on him. And I think this could be a real solid spot for him to land with a program and an organization that is historically spot on with everything they do. And he could be the guy for Pittsburgh Steelers to follow in the footsteps of Ben Roethlisberger. So look for that mid to late second round, Pittsburgh Steelers and Jacob Eason.
Ryan Leaf is with us. When you look at Jalen Hurts, what do you see from an NFL quarterback perspective?
Well, I think he fits more of the mold of where the quarterback position may be going in the NFL, though you could still argue that the prototypical pocket passer is what is needed to win a Super Bowl, as we've seen the last few years. I will say this. He was one of the most highly recruited players coming out of high school. He's always the most expected of athletes in every room. The talent has always been there. But he's willing to outwork everybody, and he always has. And so whoever lands him, be ready for a quarterback controversy, for a battle, because this guy is not going to let up. He's going to work harder than anybody else, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at him 2 or 3 years down the line and he fell into the footsteps of a Russell Wilson or a Dak Prescott in terms of his work ethic and him getting the starting job for a team that a lot of people probably drafted him as the backup or possibly third string guy.
So you think he has the potential to be possibly that guy in this draft, quarterback-wise, that if people are down on him, he could prove them wrong?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody's down on him. I don't know how you could be down on Jalen Hurts. That's the thing. He's the most talented. Most of it is expected of, yet he's just willing to outwork everybody else. And that, see, I think the spot for him, if I'm somebody who's wanting to draft and have a capable backup, it's the Baltimore Ravens. They could get an RG3 type in Jalen Hurts to back up Lamar Jackson, and that would be a great 1-2 punch if Jackson were ever to go down with injury. problem with that is Jalen's not going to put up with it, right? He wants to start. And so I don't know if that'd be the best landing spot for him. But I think the Baltimore Ravens would love that opportunity to get a guy like that in place. And for much cheaper than a veteran salary of RG3's moving forward.
Ryan, what's your evaluation of Jordan Love out of Utah State?
Well, you know, I really just got a chance to finally take a peek at him in the last couple of months. You know, I didn't see much of him during the regular season. I caught the Wake Forest game in week one, which was a wonderful battle back and forth. What he did under Matt Wells in 2018 was pretty special. And I think it shows everybody that having the right coach is a huge part of this. Matt Wells goes to Texas Tech. Jordan Love struggles this year, 17 interceptions, only 20-plus touchdowns. And you might think he plateaued or regressed. It really is about the fit for him. So I think this will work out well in his draft status, because a team that drafts him down the line, it's going to be about fit. It's going to be about offensive chemistry and what they do and how they coordinate an offense, I think, for Jordan Love. Because I think he's got to be in the right fit. I think you just can't put him with some team and hope he can run their offense and away he goes. It's going to be fit for him. Kind of like when Colin Kaepernick went to San Francisco early in the second round. That's the kind of thing I see. And, you know, ironically, very similar. They're both kind of from the Mountain West in that Nevada, Utah area. You know, look for him early second round, maybe middle second round, to a team that has a quarterback in place where he can learn from. Very, very similar to Colin Kaepernick, I think.
We're talking to Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, breaking down some quarterback issues heading into the draft here. And so, Ryan, let's pick your brain about the adjustment for these quarterbacks when they go from college to the NFL. First, for you, what was the hardest thing that was different when you're reading NFL defenses as opposed to college?
Well, I'd like to say it wasn't the on the field stuff. It never was. It was always for me the off the field stuff. Coming from Montana and then Washington State, where we simply did not have the scrutiny, the spotlight, the magnifying glass. We had one beat reporter at both places that covered us, and I did well. You know, I was winning championships. We didn't lose. You know, I read somewhere the other day, Peyton talked about how he lost more games in his rookie year than he did in his entire high school and college combined, and how right. You're able to handle that. It was all about me learning how to deal with the exposure, the scrutiny, the pressure, and failure. That's where I struggled. If it was all about talent, I was more talented than anybody else when it came to the quarterback position. But there's a reason why there's only 32 starting quarterbacks in this world, and probably 10 of them are top tier, right? There is a limited amount of individuals who can do this. And if you are not functioning at the highest level in terms of what you do Sunday to Sunday, you're just not going to be successful. It's not in the cards unless you're willing to do everything to surrender and accept help from others. Those are big things, especially from an individual who's an alpha male, right? As a quarterback and a leader, you have to be an alpha, but still be able to walk into a locker room and look at the guy that's been there for 10 or 12 years and go, hey, how did you do this? And then follow his direction verbatim. That's difficult. And those that are able to do that and change the environment from within, those are the successful quarterbacks in this league, and they're few and far between.
Wow. So in terms of how the game is played, the speed of the defenses, the complexity of the defenses, that was not as big an issue for you, I take it.
No, and I don't think it is for a lot of these quarterbacks. These quarterbacks see everything. They've been seeing defensive schemes forever, and you can't do much in terms of what is out there defensively. You just can't. It's been 11 guys for forever. You go about some different things. I remember when zone blitzes first started to happen, you didn't expect the defensive lineman to be dropping into a zone that you normally saw that was vacated. Those things take time. Of course, there's going to be some new stuff. The speed, of course, is a factor. I mean, you know, you could pick on somebody in college where, you know, they got their nickel back in there who's their fifth or fourth or fifth best defensive back. The problem is the nickel back in the NFL is some university's best player, who's been drafted. So you're going up against much better talent week in, week out. But from the football schematic side, you're used to it. You know what's going on, and you have amazing athletes at your disposal. Even if they're what people consider bad teams, and you got a player that is on a free agent deal playing wide receiver, he's still as talented as anybody you can imagine. People forget that these are the 1% of the 1% that are playing on Sundays.
Ryan, I know you got to leave, you got to go, but you and the family safe in these times? Everything good?
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. When it all kind of broke down, you know, my wife and my son and I, we went out to a compound of sorts in the desert, and we've been here since March 17th. We actually haven't seen another human being since March 18th. So we're trying to do our part through this whole process, really. Just, you know, my biggest fear is that I'm asymptomatic and I infect somebody else who has underlying health conditions and dies from this disease. I'm not so worried about me and my wife and my son. We're all young and healthy. My biggest fear is that I'm the reason why somebody else is no longer here. And I, after the last 5-6 years of my life, building up humanity and making it all about other people, I would be devastated if I were complicit in something like that.
Yeah. Well, hey, continue to be safe. Thanks for joining us. Always good to talk to you, and we'll certainly talk to you down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much. You guys be safe and enjoy this week. Bookend by The Last Dance and the NFL draft. It's the biggest sports week we'll have in a long time, I think.
No doubt about it. That is Ryan Leaf, and he certainly went through this process in 1998 when he was selected 2 overall to the Chargers. Peyton Manning, of course, going 1 to the Colts. We'll have Ben Troop at the bottom of the hour. Good to talk to Ryan Leaf. He does a lot of work in the Pac-12. You heard him talking about Jacob Eason on Sirius XM, and he does a lot of college football work every Saturday during the season. Willie, tell us about the good folks at Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company for 1 minute, and that is the phone number to always keep top of mind if you've got some maintenance issues, 615-567-1000. Hey, let's be honest, we're all spending a lot more time at home these days, and so you might be taking a little closer look at some of the finer points in your home. Maybe the pace of life is slowed down a little bit, and you're finding, you know, these are some things here in my house we have got to get looked at, get fixed. We've been putting it off for a while. So keep Lee Company in mind. If you're in a position to do it, they're ready to help you. 615-567-1000. Or you can go online at leecompany.com and make an online appointment. And when we do get back to work, they have a maintenance crew that can come out and help general maintenance issues in your office building and workplace as well. So you can do your work, not have to worry about it, and then get on to your regular life and head home feeling good about things. The General Maintenance Department of Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.